The Book of John, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the one who cares for the vine. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Commentary note 57. There is one sure way to get spiritually clean, and it is not baptism nor other ritual or teaching. Rather, it is listening to the light and receiving his words and teachings. Continuing in text, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. Commentary note 58. Abide means to spiritually dwell, stay, or remain in, to be conscious of his presence and his teachings. Returning to text. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Commentary note 59. The new command repeated and spoken as if it was his only command to his followers. Quote, this is my commandment, singular. If we are not doing this, we are failing badly. If it is hard to love our enemies, then it should be easy to love our true brothers and sisters. And yet, what does the world see when it looks at the thing that calls itself Jesus' church? Certainly not love, the way Joshua defines it. Returning to text. Greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. If the world, that is the people of the earth who don't have Joshua as their leader, hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Commentary note 61. Joshua's disciples are called out of the world. This does not mean we seclude ourselves in a remote monastery or that we run to the desert and hide from people. Rather, it means we do not live like those who don't listen to Joshua, and thus we will be separate since we love and care for others who are not our natural or legal relatives, and people will be offended by our words and ways and the truths that we speak. We are to be a different, noticeable people who are not part of the world's systems, living according to the teachings of the light and not valuing what the people of the earth value, but rather valuing our Heavenly Father and His Son's way of love and rightness. Returning to text. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted, that is, sought to harm me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, then they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Commentary note 61. Knowledge brings accountability. Those who are in the worst position are those who hear and know Joshua's teachings, but do not do them. Returning to text, he who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have both seen and hated me, and my Father as well. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law. Quote, they hated me without a cause. See John 8:17. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning. Commentary note 62. This is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth's primary function, to testify or witness that Joshua of Nazareth is the truth, like he said he was. See also John 16, verses 13 and 14. And yet there are millions of Christians listening to Paul's teachings on the Spirit, which teachings often contradict the teachings of Joshua, and which teachings have nothing to do with testifying about Joshua. John chapter 16. These things I have spoken to you so that you may be kept from stumbling. They will make you outcasts from the religious organization, but an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering a service to God. These things they will do because they have not known the Father or me. But these things I have spoken to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. These things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Commentary note 63. Listen to Joshua if you want to know the real purpose of the Holy Spirit instead of Paul's or Christian leaders' teachings. Returning to the text, verse 12. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples then said to one another, what is this thing he is telling us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. And because I go to the Father. So they were saying, what is this that he says? A little while. We do not know what he is talking about. Joshua knew that they wished to question him, and he said to them, are you discussing together about this, that I said a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly I say to you that you will weep and cry out in pain, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the pain and anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. In that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. Commentary note 64. When words are attributed to Joshua that don't come true, words like, quote, ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you, unquote, there are several possibilities. Either he didn't actually say it, his words were changed, or the reason why originally applied no longer exists. Return it to text, verse 25. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came forth from the Father and have now come into the world. I am leaving the world again and going to the Father. To his disciples, he said, all right. Sorry. His disciples said, all right, now you are speaking plainly and are not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Joshua answered them, do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because my Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have great trouble. But take courage. I have overcome the world. Commentary note 65. Disciples need to take courage, for the world is and always will be against us and therefore bring trouble our way when we speak and live out the light's truths and thus reveal the darkness of the world. Even in the darkest hour, when the world seeks to destroy the bringers of the light, our courage will not be misplaced, since the one we follow has already overcome the world.